All right, Ray Fittipaldo with us. Ray, if you could break down this trade from a Steelers perspective as someone that covers the Steelers and what Pittsburgh might think of this trade, what would it be?
Man, I mean, blockbuster. I mean, there were people as little as a month ago who wanted the Steelers to do like a Watt trade, you know, something along these lines. But, yeah, leave it to Jerry Jones. I mean, this is a blockbuster, man. You don't see many trades like this in the NFL, guys. And, you know, I was doing some research for a story I'm working on. You know, it's similar. It's how often do star quarterbacks go back and play their former team the year after they leave? And it just doesn't happen very often. I can only find three other instances in NFL history where a Hall of Fame quarterback, and, you know, this is the assumption that Rodgers, of course, is going to get into the Hall of Fame, but in only three other instances has a Hall of Fame quarterback gone back to play his former team the year after he left. So I love these storylines. The Steelers and the Jets are playing in week one for a reason. And I think you guys know this would have been a primetime game if Rodgers had made his decision a month or so earlier. So it's setting up as a marquee matchup here in week one.
Ray, just looking at the Parsons deal too, it takes a game that was, I believe, a pick'em for the Steelers and Packers beforehand, and now I think, Pony, did you say the line moved 2 points in the Packers' favor now?
Yeah.
That the real tangible impact for me here too is just saying a game that you might have viewed as a coin flip now gets demonstrably harder to win because one of the absolute best players in the league, regardless of position, will be on the other side of that field in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I love it from the Packers' perspective. That tells me they're going for it. They think Jordan Love is the guy. And, you know, the interesting thing about that contract, and you guys quoted SpotTrack's numbers on that. I assume they're correct. He got $12 million more in guaranteed money than TJ got. So we all knew the number was going to be higher. You know, $108 million for TJ in full guarantees, and now he gets $120 million. So we're inching closer, you know, to star players in the NFL almost getting fully guaranteed contracts. And, you know, Parsons is pretty darn close there. So good for the players. You know, they've been pushing for this. Every other major sport has guaranteed contracts. And, you know, Parsons, you know, other than Deshaun Watson, Parsons is getting as close as I think anyone can get.
Ray, you said this is rare to have a trade like this. It's also happening a week from the start of the NFL season. The Cowboys are going to play the Eagles at this time next week. How about the Steelers roster? Do you think what we see now is the team they're going to take to New York a week from Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting pretty late, guys. If they were going to make a big move, you know, nothing approaching what we saw today, but if they were going to go get someone of note, I think it probably would have been done by now. So I'm not saying they won't add a depth receiver, you know, a guy like, you know, Scantling or somebody like that. I wouldn't consider that a huge move, but it seems to me that the longer this goes on, I think what it tells us is they do have confidence in Calvin Austin. They do have confidence in Roman Wilson, and they're willing to go into the season and at least see if these guys can produce. And if they don't, you always have the trade deadline to go out there and maybe make another move. You know, you could always sign guys off the street if those guys struggle. But for the time being, it certainly seems like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson are going to duke it out to see who could be 2-3, you know, 3-4 in the receiving pecking order.
I'll ask again, though, Ray, how often do you even expect it to shake out like that on a given offensive series where it's Metcalf and then an actual wide receiver as the second option versus one of the tight ends they have?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, we're going to see a ton of Smith and Freiermuth on the field at the same time. You'll almost always have a second receiver on the field, so it's just going to depend on the situation. I mean, the thing about Arthur Smith's offense, guys, if they want to run the ball, you're going to see Ben Skoranek out there. as the second receiver on a lot of these occasions. And you'll see Wilson and you'll see Austin. They don't want to be predictable. You know, they are going to throw the ball a lot with Aaron Rodgers. But the point is, and I think this was your point, Chris, Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith really are going to be the second and third receivers. And then I think Wilson and Austin are going to get their fair share. But I don't think it's going to be anything approaching like what other number two receivers or even number three receivers get in terms of targets around the league.
Ray, what's going on with Will Howard? We had Hathorn on yesterday, and he said to us, the way they did this made him think it's possible. He didn't say it would happen, but Jeff said he thinks it's possible Howard ends up spending the entire year on injured reserve. What do you think is going to go down there?
I agree with Jeff. I definitely think it's a possibility, and you know, I've written about this, but I feel like I have to explain it to fans because it's a relatively new rule. Before they set the 53-man rosters, you could have put players on IR with a designation to return. Now, the Steelers did that with Corey Trice. So Corey Trice is going to come back to the roster when he is healthy. When you put a guy on IR after the 53-man is set, you don't have to put a designation to return on him. Now, they could do that with Howard at any point, but there's no obligation to do that, so they could put him on the shelf for the entire season like they did with Logan Lee last year. They've done it in the past. It's just a way to stash rookies and to get them a year of service. They're in the building. They're on the team, but they're not practicing with the rest of the guys.
I mean, how much do they feel, though, that might inhibit his development to whatever end they think he fits into their future, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but there's also a football season to be played, and they could not evaluate Will Howard in any of the preseason games, and I think that's a huge thing for coaches when it comes to rookies. Listen, Will Howard was a sixth-round pick. There's no guarantees that if you bring him back as a number three quarterback, that he's going to be better than Skylar Thompson. And I think the Steelers coaches realize that. And there's also the factor of you want somebody with experience and someone that you evaluated in that position in case you do have to break that glass in case of an emergency like we saw back in 2019. So I think Jeff was right. I've thought that all along. And it's just the way the Steelers operate. And I think it's the way a lot of teams would operate in that situation. You're not just going to put a rookie in a position, in an important position on the roster without him practicing or playing in the preseason.
Ray, what is your official Steelers win-loss record prediction for 2025?
I'm going to be boring. I think this is probably what I said way back when the schedule came out. I'm going to go 10-7. I think they sneak into the playoffs, but likely as a wild card.
And do you have them winning their first playoff game since 2016?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to depend on the matchup. But, yeah, I think if Rodgers is healthy, this will be their best shot to win a playoff game since 2016. For a lot of those years, it was Ben at the end. You know, what happened in recent years with the revolving door quarterback, I think – this is the reason they went out and got Rodgers to win the playoffs, and I'll say yes if Rodgers is healthy at the end of the year.
All right, so follow-up question that I've asked everyone who's answered that question that exact way. If they win a playoff game and win 10 games, do you think Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Steelers in 2026?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, they're probably going to still draft a quarterback, number one, but there's no role that guy has to play early. I mean, organizations have different philosophies on bringing those guys along. Now the frame of reference with the Steelers is Ben, but Ben only played because Tommy Maddox got hurt. I would think the Steelers would want to be conservative there and bring that quarterback along slowly. So, yeah, certainly I could see a guy like Rodgers coming back. I know he's left the door open, but let's see how the season plays out, and I certainly wouldn't rule that out at this point.
All right. Thank you so much, Ray. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.